Now joined by Brent Tinker, head coach for the Fox Warriors. Their week one matchup is actually going to be on KGF, and that's AM 1400 KGF. Festus is the first week opponent for the second year in a row, and it's at Festus this go around. And coach, it was a great battle between you guys last year, kind of flip-flopping here, the two schools. You guys had some, you know, great returning seniors, and you graduated them going into this season. Festus, on the other hand, you know, was working through a good class of junior tailbacks. Now they're back as seniors, and being familiar with the offense and whatnot. So let's start there. It's going to be a great week one matchup for you guys.
Yeah, it should be. You're certainly correct. The narrative seems to be flipped a little bit. So I would expect a good game in the county. I'm actually really happy we're able to be a part of it. I know Coach Schmidt feels the same way.
Give me your thoughts on what you want to see from the guys, your expectations for that week one in 2019 for Fox.
I'm in a good spot right now, bud. Our kids are going to fight. I have no doubt about that. They're committed. They're ready to play. The game's going to come down to turnovers, you know, and making seizing opportunities. I bet Coach would tell you the same thing from his side. His kids are ready to play. I know our kids will play hard for four quarters. We just got to make sure we control the turnovers and all that stuff.
Coach, we'll get you out on this. You had your jamboree not too long ago. Tell us about that. I know one of the familiar schools for our area listeners is Hillsboro, but just talk about kind of what you saw that day.
Well, I think the biggest thing, and this is like the truest answer possible, our mistakes didn't hurt us in the jamboree, but if we make some of the same mistakes in the game, they'll absolutely hurt us. So if we have a false start or if we have a holding penalty, it's not going to hurt us in jamboree necessarily, but it will hurt us Friday. So that would probably be my biggest thing. The kids played hard. I thought they played really well. They got better as the night went on. They played aggressive. They played tough. We just got to make sure we minimize our unforced errors.
All right, good deal. Well, Coach, I'll just throw out some names for those listening. Guys that we talked to during training camp that you are relying on to kind of carry the team this year, and that's Carson Elwood, Noah McGinnis, Jake Pizzoni, and Austin Deering. So best of luck to those guys moving forward and Fox as well.
Well, I appreciate that. Those four boys and all the other kids are going to play real hard, and I think Festus might be the place to be on Friday night if you don't have a home team you're rooting for. Festus has a beautiful facility, and we'd love to see as many Jefferson County people come out and watch that game as possible.
And listen as well on AM 1400 KGF. Right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
All right. Brent Tinker, head coach for Fox here, joining us on the Pigskin Preview.